Good morning. Welcome to February, the month of love all over the world. Valentine is celebrated in the month of February, at least for most of the world. How are you doing? I just thought to myself, it's been a minute. I've been kind of locked out of my blog, which I think has been a blessing because I've had this brain freeze to start and complete a project. And before you asked, I am a writer. I currently have about five now. I have one by myself titled The Girl in the Mirror, How 2020 Became the Year of Migrant Shift. It's a memoir, and my first book actually was an anthology with about 19 other African women titled Hell Had No Fury, and the title of my story in it was Reflections. It was sort of me looking into myself since someone, I think you should read it, it's out on bookstores, Amazon, Akata Books, BAM Books, a couple of other bookstores. Then I had Nights at Club Nova. This was an erotica, and yeah, my first trial at writing erotica, it sucked, but I mean, with amazing women, black female authors, I mean, it was a perfect blend of myself, mystery, and erotica. I think you should see it. It's a lot of sizzling stuff, as well as 8 other African women too on this. Actually it was 7. I think we had a Filipino, or was she? I'm sorry, I don't remember. Masin, shout out to you. Then I had read a collection of Cupid's Tale, which was another anthology too. I think about 17 authors. I don't recollect right now. I had 2 stories in it. I had Miracles Happen in February. This was also, it was released last year, Valentine's. And the other was, what's the other one now? Massage in the Sun. Then I had my book, Girl in the Mirror. And I just had recently the Book of Teens, another release from the Sophia Club. So the Sophia Club is a club I belong to. It's a club of people who want to think beyond right now, people who are futuristic visionaries. There's a lot of Oyinbo being spoken there. But I mean, it's a place you'd like to be. And if you like to check it out, please go to www.thesophians.com. It has a lot of resources that I think you would benefit from. And our latest project, The Book of Teens, man, it's a book for teenagers. You have stories from hygiene, creativity, finances, love. There's absolutely nothing you would. I mean, it's the perfect gift for your teenager. This Valentine's. Any teenager you know, I think, should hop on this. And so this is me right now, and it's the month of love. February 1st, 2022. I've had a good feeling about 2022 all year. And in January, I was able to do my task. I said to myself, I said to myself, you had to do this task, and I did it, and I'm excited. So all I just have to do is set goals for myself and say, okay, between so-so-so time and so-so-so time, you're going to do this. And of course, you're going to do it. You kill it. It's about setting goals and putting your mind on. Of course, yes, I am a creative procrastinator. So when I'm not doing my work, I'm kind of taking ideas from everywhere. And by the time I sit down to do it, it comes together perfectly. I think a lot of us could be that too. And yeah, so I was talking about my blog and being locked out, I couldn't write, but I said to myself, okay, let me just talk, And speaking of talking, I'm your favorite soul therapist. I don't know if you've seen a couple of my stuff around under the name Talk to Lammy. I help people become the best versions of themselves, because we can be new every morning, but because of feelings we've had, because of pain we felt, we've sort of put ourselves in a little box, and we have refused. It's not like, it might not be refusal, but we've not been able to ascend. We've not been able to move forward. We've been tied down. We've been hampered by the feelings we felt, things that other people have done to us, things that we have caused by ourselves. And we're thinking, how do we ever move from point A to point B? And, you know, we are more than our body, and our body is just this extra outer, you know, skin that wraps us alongside our bones, which keep us in whatever shape we are, you know, small, you know, different our shapes, you know. And the thing is, we are much more than that. We are much more than what we have been. We are much more than what we have seen. We are always supposed to constantly try to attain, you know, become better than our best versions. And so, because I know this, because I felt this, because, like I said, my most recent book, a memoir, I still have other books coming up. I hope I'm able to finally sit down and finish them. I have poems, a collection of poems. I have, you know, man, there's so much to look forward to, and I think you would be really part of it. You can check me out on Linktree/ Olamide Agemo. That's linktr.ee/ Olamide Agemo. linktr.ee/ Olamide Agemo. Olamide Agemo is spelled OlamideAgemo. I'm spelling that again. OlamideAgemo. So here you find a collection of my works, you know, what I've been, what I've done and stuff. I think you really have an amazing time. You can also subscribe to my newsletter. It's been a while. I think the last time I wrote a newsletter was, I call them love letters, of course. I think it was January 1st or something. I do not remember. I think I'm going to have to write one love letter to you soon. Okay, yeah, so, story. I'm a storyteller. I love telling stories. I mean, that rush, you know, that feeling like, and someone always connects with you, because we're really the same people, although we have different experiences, but we breathe the same, we live the same, we die the same, you know. It's just, it's all of the similarities. And this is me, your girl, Lami. And I want you to know that it doesn't matter whatever you're going through today, or what you've been, or what lays ahead of you. I want you to know that you are not alone. And I want you to know that even if you've shared your problems with people, because I know this has happened to a lot of people, you know, they've shared their problems with people who eventually turned it on them, you know. Yoruba will say, onsiregun, you know, you do something with your left hand and your right hand is knowing and all of that, you know. Or, you know, you've been in different boxes, and, you know, you've confided in people who have not been able to pull you out and all of that, you know. You know, and sometimes if you actually also sit down and take stock of yourself, you would actually see, okay, this is actually where I went wrong, because always it's the girl in the mirror, like the title of my book says. It's always you looking at yourself and knowing this is where you went wrong, because obviously it's your universe. Every other person in your life are just supporting characters. What's in my book? They are what? Supporting characters. You are the main character in your story. And of course, you'd have to interact with people, because human beings are made to interact. We're supposed to interact with one another. But, you know, I say to people, stand well. Stand in your light and let me stand in my own light. You know, we're supposed to, you know, bring our best versions of ourselves. You know, I also say to people, we have strengths and weaknesses. Normal. No one can be all 10 over 10, you know. there are some places we do better than others. There are some things we can do. Like some people say, well, Lami, what can't you do? I'm like, I don't know if you draw. You know, there's a couple of things I cannot do, you know. So we all have, so I say to people, outsource your weaknesses, you know. And when you're outsourcing, also the process, you learn one or two things. And even when maybe your driver or your mechanic who you outsource to, if you've watched him one or two times and he decides to mess up, at the point you're like, ah, but he will learn, he will go. What are you even doing? This is not right, you know, because you'd have already gained a lot of experience in something that was previously your weakness. So I'm saying to you right now, your mother and your body, you're your soul, the soul that lives within you, and I can be your soul therapist. I can help you iron out your thoughts. I can help you feel better. I can help you go from here to there. And I feel that mental health also is something that is not talked about enough. And I want you to know, like I said, you're not alone. And in light of that, I'm doing a February, we're in the month of February, so it's all love, yeah. You know, some people actually call me Mama Love, yeah. Lami, aka Mama Love. In light of love, light of spirit of love, I'll be doing a 50% discount on my bookings. Yeah, you can come and talk to me for an hour. Normally, I charge 10,000 naira. Yeah, for an hour. Virtual, it's just going to be a virtual interview. You know, we talk for an hour. We talk about everything. But one thing that is very paramount, you know, I tell people to come without expectations, come open-minded, you know, ditch everything you've known, just come and be ready for your answers, you know. We could solve something that has ailed you for a very long time, you know. We could discuss anything, and there's nothing that is taboo. Absolutely nothing that is taboo. I mean, you could talk about anything and everything from school to, I mean, there's nothing. There's, we can talk about anything. So please hop on to www.bookingsafrica.com/olamideagemo. www.bookingsafrica.com/olamideagemo. So I will be doing a Valentine's special. You just come there, make a booking, choose a time that is favorable, and we go talking. I mean, finding your answers, that's the best thing that could happen to you. You don't need to start thinking about no more what ifs, no more I've had this idea in my mind, I think demons are pursuing me. Oh, I think I may never get to where I'm supposed to go to, you know, everything, you know, we can talk about it. Thank you for listening to me jab on and on. And I hope that your February is going to be as amazing as what? Jazz and dark. Thank you for listening to me. Have an amazing February 2022. And yeah, remember to get the book of things for your teenagers. We're looking for sponsors. If you'd like to be part of this, if you'd like to get like 10 copies for teenagers in your old school. I know a couple of you have old school associations. You might have a couple of people who would, or some teenagers on your streets. Just send me a message. It's 2,500 naira per copy. If you'd like a copy for this, just send me a message and let's talk. Thank you. She's still your girl, Lami. Bye. Oh, Julie and woman in the soul. So, oh, Julie, and oh, man, he so.
Say we are free, and colonization is a thing of the past. But look around you, people. Time is going by, and we still can't get it right. They say our land is the home of poverty and disease, and we are treated like second-class citizens of the world. Our leaders run around begging for help when the solutions are right here at home with us. The future of this land is in the hands of every man and woman, young and old. Every one of us has a share in the blame for the failure of this society. See, we're still slaves. Economically, we're still slaves. Politically, we're still slaves. Ideologically, we're still slaves. But I've got a song to sing, yeah. We're trying to fix things from the top to the ground, but the way to solve it is from the ground upwards. Lasting change begins at the individual level. Everyone dips in the pot, but no one replenishes. Have you forgotten the rules? Without love, there can be no truth, justice, and peace. We must turn our backs on selfishness and greed. Go back to our culture of community, all for one and one for all. Not just every man to his own. We must go back to the land. A nation that cannot feed itself will always remain subservient to others. Believe me, see, we're still slaves to material wealth, we are still slaves to religion, we are still slaves to foreign ideals, still slaves. But I've got a song to sing, yeah. This land will be a great place one day, a place where dreams come true. Our hope is in the children. Teach them to love their fellow man, and never to judge anyone by the color of their skin, religion, or language. Teach them to be proud of our culture and the values of hard work and perseverance, honesty and humility. Treat every child like your own. For every child, no matter the circumstances of his birth, is a beacon to this glorious future. Teach them to be strong in love and never, never look down on themselves. Teach them to be strong and learn to hold their heads up wherever they may go. The children to sing this song of pride. Let them sing it, sing it, sing it loud and clear. I'm not ashamed to be who I am. I'm not ashamed. I'm a proud African. I'm not afraid. I'm a child of the Most High. I'm not ashamed. And I've got a song to sing, yeah. soul. Oh, would you be a good man? So